Hi there, and welcome to today's Outside the Box feature. Today's topic is being off balance. A few weeks ago, on my favorite community radio station, I heard another pundit, yes, I'm one too, urge us toward balance, some from the left and some from the right, politically speaking at least. Too much militancy of the left gave us Stalin and Mao, he said, and too much right meant Hitler and Mussolini. We've seen far too much militancy, he continued. Now this sounds sensible, doesn't it? Extremes cause problems. We need evolutionary change, not revolutionary. In this center, he said, human lives are all sacred. But if we're talking about human lives are all sacred, that sounds like the radical extreme. In my experience, almost anyone close to the center, balancing left and right, will pick and choose which lives are sacred. That's why there are so few pacifists, people who truly act as if all human lives are sacred, and they're out on the extreme edge. So I'm here to speak for the extremists who believe that human lives are all sacred. I'm here to be militant, to be loud and rude, and say that balance is not what we need when that balance destroys millions of lives every year and our Earth as well. We need radical extremism to present an in-your-face view of the day-to-day horrors if we're truly to make all human lives sacred. No more gentleness and orderliness. No more sweetness and light. No more Ms. and Mr. Nice Person. Those of us who grew up wealthy or middle class have been trained to be nice when we complain about what's wrong or unfair. But maybe the best way to solve the problem is to do what Saul Alinsky did when there was no syrup to go with pancakes and polite requests were ignored. He stood on a table in a restaurant and yelled, "Bring me the goddamn syrup!" Radical and militant, but effective. He got the syrup. Radical extremism doesn't automatically mean violence and disrespect, and it shouldn't. The civil rights, anti-war, women's, and other movements were militant and radical. They got results, and freedom, too. Militancy can be tearing down the barricades that protect the powerful who are taking human lives. Sometimes it gets our attention much better than so-called nicer methods, such as writing to congresspeople or circulating petitions with thousands of names on it. I read about a recent study that concluded that noisy demonstrations and radical actions were more effective than polite lobbying and quiet protests in accomplishing the goal of changing public policies. Mark Twain may have been onto something when he said, quote, "The radical of one century is the conservative of the next. The radical invents the views. When she or he has worn them out, the conservative adopts them," end quote. Looking for a good example of a group that's radical, extreme, and effective? How about Earth First, which is holding its national Royal River Rendezvous from June 29th to July 5th in the western Maine woods? Check out Maine Earth First's website, http://maine.earth-first.net, for the details. Have you ever been a radical extremist for or against any specific issue? Do you think there's a role for militant, radical extremism? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll decide when you need to be a radical extremist, and then act like one.